What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we're on episode 61, and we're in a new series called Israel. We're just talking about Israel in general, who the real people are, who the false people are. And last episode, I talked about, should you support the Jews in the state of Israel? And the answer is no, because they claim to be the people of the Bible, but DNA evidence shows that they are not. They are Khazarian. They're imposters. Not only that, they have an allegiance to Satan, and they are in major positions of power throughout the world, bringing a lot of corruption and destruction. And at the end of that message, I talked about who the real Jews were, or who the real Israelites of the Bible were. And I mentioned that they were the so-called black man or Negro who was brought to America and different other different countries through slave ships, and who is at the bottom of society as far as class is concerned. And I believe this is based off of the curses that God outlined in Deuteronomy 28. So that's my reasoning for that, and we're going to get into that in more detail later. But before I get into talking about that, I just want to talk about what Zionism is, because I want to give you an understanding of these people's motivations, these fake Jews, these Jews who say they're Jews, but they're not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, as the Bible says in Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. And so the question is like, why would somebody just steal somebody else's nationality? Why are they doing it? First of all, they knew that the nationality was up for grabs because Israel had already been dispersed. The so-called black man was pretty much scattered. And one of the goals of the surrounding nations, the enemies of Israel, was to, you know, stop them from being a nation. So take away their heritage, their language, their culture, and everything. And that's why if you watch some slave movies, you'll see, like Roots in particular, where the slave master is telling one of the slaves, hey, your name is Toby. You know, he's trying to get him to forget everything that he knows about who he is. And that is a way of getting rid of your heritage, your nation. And if you don't know who you're from or who you are, you're more easily to be controlled and manipulated. Okay, here we are dispersed across the planet, and there's a vacancy there. Okay, so these false Jews, they said, okay, we already know about what's happening with them. We're gonna assume that role. All right, now they already were practicing some form of Judaism. They got it from us. But they had a skewed view of it. Now, Judaism is a form of the teachings of God prior to Christ. Judaism is not the teachings of Christ. It's not the teachings of God. Judaism is a form. It's a religion that the Israelites practice. And that's what Jesus had a problem with back in the day. When he came on the scene and he was rebuking the Pharisees, he was talking about Judaism. All right. Judaism is a mixture of some of the teachings of God that was passed down from Moses, the laws and commandments and statutes, mixed with some other stuff that they had got from many of their exiles into other countries. So Babylonian teachings was mixed in there. And that's why they call the Talmud the Babylonian Talmud. We talked about the Talmud and what it said about Gentiles and everything else. And so the Pharisees, who were black prior to Jesus coming, was they had a Talmud. And in that book, they had the mixtures of the teachings from Babylon. And that's why you got all kind of weird stuff in there about babies and all kind of crazy stuff going on. All right. Now, I don't know how much of it we were practicing or what we believe, but because they adopted Judaism from us and took it, they also added their own stuff in there. So they have their own writings on top of the writings that they copied from the real Jews. All right. So once again, these are converts of Judaism. They never really picked up the real teachings of God in the Old Testament prophets and just the good commandments of God, you know, because obviously, you know, they don't practice none of that. They can kill other people. They don't care. So they're not picking up the teachings of God from Moses. They're taking the Talmud, but they also respect the Bible a little bit. And so they take scriptures out of that. This is where their religion comes from. Now, Zion was in the Bible, the city of David. It was a name for that. It's the great city of David. And so it represents a monument for them. OK, like it did for us back then. Everybody would say, look at our great city. Look at the city of David, you know. And so for them, they created a movement called Zionism. prior to them getting the state of Israel, they didn't have a home. Okay, these people, like I said, they're Khazarian. They've been kind of like nomads, just going from country to country. And they said that we're starting Zionism, which is a move to get our own land. So they lied about being Jews so they can get their own land. That's what this is about. All right. Not only that, there were surrounding nations that they didn't want to convert to. I believe on one end, there were some Christians. On the other end, there were Muslims, and they didn't want to be either one. And so they just lied and say, oh, we're going to be Jews. We're going to be Israelites. Okay. So they say, okay, and I encourage you to go to the Zionism Wikipedia page and tells you more about their movement from their perspective. But, and they claim that the reason why they started Zionism, because they wanted their own home, because they didn't have a home where they were residing. So they were in all these different countries, but they kept getting kicked out. We're not being treated well in all these countries, and they keep kicking us out. They said, they kept saying everybody's anti-Semitic. And this is the reason that they're saying it for. Now, if you do your research, you'll find out that they were really the problem in all these countries. My research has found that they had got kicked out of at least 85 to 109 countries. So they would go in, settle in, and then the country would realize these people are a real problem. And they would say, get out. Hitler was one of them. According to research, he did the same thing. Just y'all need to get out. Y'all can be inside of a camp. Y'all can't mess with the rest of the population because y'all causing trouble. Now, here's what some of the things they were doing. Child sacrifice, usury, economic collapse, causing depressions, bringing in immorality, and then domination of the host country. All right. Anytime these people would come into your country, it usually was welcome. Like, okay, fine. Some people out from the outside. They don't have a home. Come on in. But then when they would come in, they would try to dominate the country. Usury is lending somebody money with interest on top of it. I encourage you to do your research. I don't want to talk a lot about usury, but it's a really bad practice. And this is what they primarily use to get over on countries. So they loan money to countries. They know the countries can't pay them back. They end up owning the country's resources. They can do this to every country, and they just go in and they take all the resources. They cause depressions, or they collapse the dollar, or they collapse something in the economic system to where they end up owning everything. And it's their way of taking control of everything. And when people realize this, they say, these guys are crazy. They came in and they're messing everything up. They're taking all our stuff, you know, and they're doing it through these weird practices, okay, which are just wicked. But they have this mindset that they're the people of God. And they're destined to rule the world. And that's the second part of Zionism. But before I do that, I just still want to talk about also the child sacrifice. So just think about this, okay? You're in your neighborhood and some Jews decide to move in down the street. You welcome on in, you know, you see them having bar mitzvahs and stuff like that. And eventually the children in the neighborhood start to end up missing. What's going on? Come to find out, some of the Jews are sacrificing your children to their gods, and because they worship Satan. And so people's like, oh, hell no, we got to get these people up out of here. That's some of the stuff they were doing. Of course, the people who did it end up getting killed because they would try for the crimes. But as a whole, the group was supporting that. And so they was like, OK, we got to get these people up out of here. All right. And so I encourage you to do your research. Now, of course, this is not mainstream information because the Jews own and control this country. So the media is always going to be friendly to them, and they're not going to show you what these people are really about. But we've already showed you the Talmud and what it says. And so this is what these people believe. And last sermon, I linked to a video about the Talmud. And you've seen at the end that the president of Israel, the state of Israel, I believe, I think they call him a minister or something like that. But I forget the title of his leadership. But he was stating that the teachings of the Talmud, those are sacred to them. They really follow them and they believe them. And here we have what the Talmud states. So these people assumed the identity that wasn't theirs so they could get their own land, because they kept getting kicked out of all these other lands because they didn't fit in, because they were wicked people. They were causing trouble. And this was nice thing for the country to do, because the country could have just killed them off. But they said, no, just get up out of here. You so foul, just get up out the country. Okay. So these people are like, yeah, we want our own land. And so they assume this identity. They knew it was open, because the real blacks, they don't know who they are. They on ships. They in America working slavery. They don't know who they are. They don't know their language, nothing. So the identity is open. And so they take it. And now they get control of the United Nations and different countries like America to back them in going to Palestine. And they go in there and declare it the state of Israel, and they get support from the UN and America and other nations. But there's no peace in there because they ain't supposed to be there. But the Zionist movement was all about, the initial part of it was about establishing their own city, their own place, their own home, so that other Jews could come in and have a house, a home, in an area where they're the majority and not the minority, because they're always the minority in all these other countries. Every country they would go to, they were this small group, but they would cause so much trouble, and then they get kicked out. And I'll link to the list. It's 109 countries, and then it shows you what the country kicked them out for. You know, this what they did, that's what they did, and it's all documented. And then what I want to state is that there are people within the Jewish community, even they're living in Israel, the state of Israel, who are against Zionism. They don't agree with them taking that land, which is Palestine, and they go against it. So there's people called the anti-Zionists. Some of them are Jewish, and they're against it. All they want to do is practice their form of Judaism, minus the Talmud teachings, and they just want to live a peaceful life. Okay. And they're not with this whole taking over the world and going to other people's countries and taking their stuff and trying to control the world and dominate everything. All right. And so what I say that to say that every Jew that you see is not about that. And then there's different forms of Zionism. So some means that it's about taking over the world covertly. And then other is about spreading news of Judaism around the world or whatever. So I don't want people to think that, every Jew is a bad person and they're evil and they're going to do this and that. It's my conclusion that everybody's bad if they ain't born again. So, you know, I say it like that. But what I mean is that everybody who claims to be Jewish is not part of this system where they're trying to take over the world and dominate and take your children and sacrifice them and, you know, drink their blood and all this kind of stuff. All right. Most of these people they were told they were Jews and they just grew up being Jewish, and they have the freedom to practice Judaism or not, and that's it. That's as far as the extent that it goes, you know. That's what Zionism is about. Now, the term Zionism is used for other groups as well. Marcus Garvey, which is a Jamaican, he used the same term as we're going back to Africa. So he said, okay, we got to make a move. The black people got to come together, and we're going back to Africa. So he used the term and used that as part of his movement as well, the Back to Africa movement. And there's been many other people who use that because Zion represents a great city, a place of home and a refuge, and Jerusalem and the city of God or the city of David. And so that's what it all represents. But for the Jews, the fake Ashkenazi Khazarian Jews, it's about establishing a home, which they already got, even though there's no peace there. And the second phase of that is taking over the world, because the Talmud, that's what it's about. We're above all the Gentiles. We're pretty much going to rule them. And that's what the Talmud's all about. And the Talmud comes from a little bit from the Torah, because the Torah talks about the Israelites being the flagship nation of God, created by God to be a light to the rest of the world. So eventually the Israelites will be back in their rightful place as leader of the nations, but they'll be leading in righteousness, teaching the nations to follow God like they are, which is why Israel was created in the first place by God, to be a light to the rest of the world, so that the other nations could see how they were so blessed, and then people would follow God. So we didn't fulfill that, and so we ended up in the curses. And we'll eventually be brought back under God, as it mentions in the book of Romans chapter 11. But I just want to give you an understanding of Zionism, why these people are doing this. Like, why would you go steal somebody else's nationality? You know, so number one, they knew the people who are really Israelites, who are really Hebrew. They're bugged out of their minds. They're in ships somewhere. They're over somewhere in slavery. They're getting their minds wiped. And, you know, they don't even know who they are, because the master made it sure that they didn't know who they were. Okay. And that's part of the curse. God said specifically he was going to cease Israel from being a nation. And then already the surrounding enemies of Israel, the other nations, were saying the way we can get them is by cutting off the heritage, cutting off who they are. So that's one of the main things that was done to us. We're the only people that don't know who we are. Every other nation, they may be in slavery, they may be poor, they may be economically being beat down by other enemies, and or the Jews in particular, but they still know who they are. They know their heritage and all that kind of stuff. We're the only ones that it's zero. We don't know who we are. We were told we were slaves, and that was it. It just started with it. That's why I know we're, you know, black people, who the so-called black men are the people of God, because it's foretold in scripture that we would cease from being a nation. In other words, a nation makes up your heritage, your language, culture, and everything. And they stripped that from us. We didn't know who we were, okay? And so now God is waking us up. As the scriptures say, we like dry bones and we're being brought back to life. I'm going to talk more in detail about that. But I just want to give you an understanding of why somebody would steal somebody else's nationality and claim to be them. So once again, they didn't have a home because they kept getting kicked out because they were dirty. And all these nations were kicking them out. And they swindled their way into that land, which was owned by the Palestinians' land. And they got in there, and now they set up there, but they have no peace. And within their movement are people called anti-Zionists who are Jewish. And they go against them and say, look, this ain't right. Y'all shouldn't be in this land. Y'all racist. This is not right. And they come against them. So I just want to be clear that there are people who are not about this taking over the world and going into other people's land and taking their stuff and stuff like that. So every Jew you see with the funny hat, with the beard and the thing with that stuff. But don't put nothing past a Jew. Just because he say he don't do that, he ain't with it, doesn't mean he's not telling you a lie. So just be on guard anytime you come across a Jew. And the fact of the matter is, these people have been shown that they're not Jewish. The Khazarian hypothesis has been exposed. The DNA evidence has been shown. Yet these people still acting like they Jews. So if somebody want to see you to hold on to a lie, you got to look at them some kind of way and be on guard with them, because they still want to accept lies. And be very cautious if they move into your neighborhood. They may seem like nice people, but what do they believe? These Talmudic teachings, some of them really hold to this, you know, and guard your children and stuff like that. And it's funny how I'm talking about them, and it's the same way they talk about black folks. When black folks move in, watch your kids, you know, they're up to something with evil. It's funny how the people who ain't doing nothing really wrong are looked at as evil, while the people who are fronting to be Israelites are actually the ones actually up to no good. It's funny how that's looked at. So the black man is considered the most vile, evil, wickedest person on the planet. Watch out for him when he comes to your community. But the good old Jew, he moves in, nobody says anything about it until the kids end up missing. And then y'all like, okay, we don't know what's happening. Thousands of children in America disappear and they never find them. They never find them. Could it be that somebody's taking them and using them as sacrifices in their worship to Satan? And the reason why you don't find them, because judges are involved in it. The police are involved in it. They have people on the police. They have people on the judge that cover this stuff up. So you'll never find out who did it. You'll never find your child. It's a system. They know they got to continue to practice blood sacrifices. They can't get thrown into jail. They can't get caught. So what do? They get on these different places of power and they make sure it gets hidden and taken care of. Nobody's going to say anything about it. They pay off people. This is what's happening. All right. And it goes all the way back to their Talmudic writings. They believe this stuff. We are superior to everybody else. We can mistreat the Gentiles while they're actually Gentiles themselves. But these fake Ashkenazi Jews who are Khazarian believe they're better than everybody else and they can use you like cattle. And that's what Zionism is about. But like I said, you know, everybody's not like that. That claims to be a Jew. A lot of them are just ignorant. They were told they were Jews and they just hold on to that. It's just opposite of everything in the Bible. So God has a people that he wanted to use to change the world. Satan has a people that he's using to change the world. So in reality, their God is Satan, and they look at the true God as if he's Satan. It's just backwards. God has a people and Satan has his people, and they're both trying to do some things in the world. God is trying to save souls. Satan is trying to corrupt souls. And these are the people that are doing it. So I encourage you to do research on the Holocaust and type in Holocaust hoax and just look at the evidence that people present that say this thing ain't really happened the way it really did. These Jews ain't really go out like this. Okay? Another thing you could probably do your research on is the Federal Reserve is not a government institution, but a private bank. When you're paying federal taxes, you're really just sending some money to some Jews. No, it doesn't go to the rolls and all that other stuff. That's what Citi takes care of, okay? Do your research. There's another claim that the Jews started most of the wars in America. All right, so every time you got to go over to Afghanistan or some other country to fight some people, it's really Jew-initiated. They caused it because they want to get something out of that country. And they're using American soldiers and troops to do it. And so your children are going over there and dying. Your family members are going over there and dying for something that the Jews want. See, America is being used. And once they wake up, they can say, okay, they're going to have to kick the Jews out too, just like all these other countries did. And once again, it's not all the Jews. It's this small group of people who say, we're Zionists, we're going to take over the world. It's not the average little guy that claims to be a Jew. They're not all in on it. Okay, so you can't just say all of them is bad, you know, like that. Yeah, look up the Holocaust hoax. Check that out. The Jews were a part of the transatlantic slave trade. So not right along with the religious institutions, the Pope and Catholicism and that movement. Alongside them, the Ashkenazi Jews, the Khazarians, they had a hand in that. Do your research as well. Okay, knowing who the real people are. Claiming to be them and got these slaves, these black men and women and children on boats and in slavery and all this kind of stuff. All right. So, yeah, those are the things you can check out, do your research on. And that's all I got to say about that. That's what Zionism is. I just wanted you to understand why somebody would steal somebody else's identity. Their Talmud tells you what they believe and their control over the networks that I showed you before. I gave you names of the men. These are the images they're putting out. This is the movies they're putting out. Why is it so filthy? Why is it so bad? Because they're wicked people. And like I said before, God has curses for the people of Israel. If they get out of pocket, he's going to lock them down. So these can't be the people of God. So these are people of Satan, really. This is a chosen group specifically picked by Satan to do his work in the world. Now, we all, if you're not born again, are born of Satan. That's how you come up. You're a child of Satan by default. When you come out your mama's belly, that's the way it is. And then you grow up, you hear the gospel, you get born again. Everybody's a child of Satan. But these people have sold out to Satan. They have pledged their allegiance to Satan. They went directly to Satan and say, what you need me to do, Satan? I worship you. They got his emblem on their flag showing you that we practice witchcraft. We get our power from Satan. Satan has a group of people, a physical people. It ain't just the average sinner walking around. It's a specific group of people who said we sold out for Satan. All right. Some people call them the Illuminati, you know, all this kind of stuff. They got all these names and stuff. But the bottom line, you know, these are Jewish people who are not really Jews. They say they are, as the revelations say, who have decided that they are better than everybody else because Satan told them in their writings, and they're going to take over the world for Satan. All right. All right. And if you read my last chapter in the series about the secret of racism, you'll see why God has allowed them to do this, because God is still in control. You don't have to fear these Jews or anything like that. God is in control. He's allowing them to do this. And so I would encourage you to check out that last chapter. Till next time, walk in the spirit. If you haven't been born again, read the gospel, accept the gospel, and be blessed.